You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's Monday, so it's time for What's News with Katie Katapodis, who is the co-founder of Nala Media in Johannesburg and, of course, former News Supremo at Talk Radio 702. Katie, I think you're probably going to tell me more stuff about Musi Mamani and the DA and the fluctuations within that political party, if you can call it that.
Well, actually, I'm going to tell you about all three political parties today, Lindsay, because all three have been making headlines, some of them for really dubious reasons. And so let's start with Musi Maimane and the DA, because we've been talking about that for 3 weeks now already. This will be the third week. And yes, it continues to make headlines. The party practically imploded last week with the resignation of the leader, Musi Maimane. Remember, you and I have been saying his head is on the political chopping block for some time now. Well, it was chopped. His resignation came. Athol Trollip also resigned. And we found, South Africans found themselves staring at the official opposition that had no chief whip in parliament, no leader of the party, and really asking what on earth is going on. So that's been the latest from that side. The latest developments today are that the party now does have a new leader of parliament, because 24 hours after Musi Maimane resigned as the leader of the party, claiming that he was going to remain as a leader of parliament and a party member, he resigned both his party membership and the leader of the party. So that continues, and we all watch and think, what on earth has gone on here?
Exactly. What does this mean? Does this mean the party disintegrates? You said it's imploded, but it could disintegrate into splinter groups and new parties are formed. What will happen here? Or will they say the DA brand is a good brand? Okay, we're not going to win the next election or maybe even the election after that, but we have to maintain the DA brand and move forward. What is your assessment of this?
Well, Lindsay, it all depends on who you talk to. Political analysts saying that this is the implosion of the Democratic Alliance as we know it. Helen Ziller, on the other hand, basically saying, no, not at all. We're strong. We can withstand. I think time will tell. And in fact, the next few weeks are critical for this party. So that's going to be really interesting. The other interesting dynamic to play out, by the way, with another political party being the EFF, is that they're going to their national conference in December. But many heads there are on the chopping block, apparently so, with the party's chairperson, the very well-known and famous Darlene Fofo, apparently being chopped, and their secretary general also being given the chop. But, of course, nothing official until they go to their conference in December.
Okay, so the political guillotine is out and being sharpened almost every day in South Africa. You mentioned that you were going to speak about another political party, presumably the ANC.
Well, yes, and this has got less to do with politics and more to do with sex.
Ah.
So, yes, a big front page story on the Sunday World yesterday, basically outlining a love triangle, Lindsay, between two cabinet ministers in Cyril Ramaphosa's cabinet. Gwede Mantashe and the finance minister, Tito Mboweni, are apparently in a relationship with the same woman. One of them has been described as, and please try and get this image out of your head because I know most South Africans haven't been able to. Gwede Mantashe has been described as a tiger in bed.
Yeah, you see, it's Monday morning. It's Monday morning, Katie. Could you keep it clean, please?
Exactly. And Tito Mboweni, the finance minister, as rather conservative and wanting to stay in control, which I thought spoke volumes about the kind of finance minister he actually is.
Oh my goodness me! And of course, on Wednesday he's going to have to stand up. Do we believe the Sunday World, or is this just sort of salacious gossip?
Well, I tell you why we may believe it, because the more worrying part of the story, and the one that deeply, deeply concerns me, is that Gwede Mantashe, aka the Tiger, has apparently confessed to the Sunday World that he has already paid two journalists 70,000 rand. To quash the story.
Ah.
And that is horrific, if you ask me, from a SANEF perspective and from a media perspective, that a sitting minister would actually, number one, do that and then publicly state that he has done that. So lots of questions now being raised about brown envelope journalism and what this actually means for our industry. SANEF issued a very strongly worded statement yesterday saying that we are shocked by this, and we're hoping by the end of the day to have more of a concrete plan for the road ahead of what we're going to do, if anything, when it comes to Gwede Mantashe and this allegation of brown envelope journalism.
Who is the third corner of the triangle, by the way, the woman involved? Do we know her?
We don't know her. Obviously, some people do. We don't know her. She's a young woman in her early 20s, from what I understand.
So they're in their late 50s and she's in her early 20s.
You can do the math.
Thank you very much. Katie, overseas, of course, we've had a dramatic development over the last 72 hours, and that is the head of ISIS being cut off in the form of the death of al-Baghdadi. And I don't like the death of anybody because I'm a non-violent person, but that is, I think, very good news. But on the other hand, there are two short-term developments that need to concern us. Number one is the possibility of lone wolf revenge attacks because of his death. And number two, the politicization of this by one Donald J. Trump. The first one worries me more, I think.
Yes, I think so. And we all know that when the, you know, when the leader of a particular organization is taken out in such a violent manner, there are, number one, splinter groups that form without a doubt. And number two, the question has to be asked, are his supporters going to now feel even more emboldened, even more angry? Are they going to feel as if they need to now do more, perhaps, in terms of reclaiming his name as such? So I think these are extremely worrying times for us at the moment.
Yes, indeed. And as for Donald Trump, he's a person that has consistently pilloried the intelligence services in the US, whether it be the FBI or the CIA, and now he's taking credit for the CIA's work when they sent eight stealth helicopters in there, raided the place, took away all this information, hard drives, computers, paperwork, etc. But now he's taking credit for it, which I find just so distasteful.
Well, not only is it distasteful, but I mean, the man, we've often said, is the hypocrite in chief. So it's very much part of his modus operandi, if you ask me. And I think it's to be expected from the likes of Donald, is it Donald J. Trump? Is that his middle name?
Yes, Donald J. Trump. Yeah, John, I think it is. Yeah. I think. Anyway. It's Donald J. Trump. Katie, something happened yesterday at around about 10 o'clock South African time. There was a rugby match between South Africa and Wales, which eventually, after playing really badly, South Africa won. Now, this sets up something next weekend between a team called England and the South Africans I've just mentioned. If England lose, we'll never be speaking again. So don't write in your diary 10, 15 minutes with Lindsay on Monday morning. That's all I can say to you.
Well, if South Africa win, and the Springboks will certainly win, then I can guarantee you we will most certainly be speaking, and I will be bragging a lot. Know that.
I've never put you down as a... Never put you down as a braggart, but it's a new side to your personality. Katie Katapotis, thank you very much. That was What's News. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.